Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Is your phone broken?
Hi, friends. My name is Pauline. How did you know? Today's topic is technology.
And the title of our lesson is My Phone is Broken. My Phone is Broken. We talked about a phone with a cracked screen yesterday. What other things can happen to your phone?
Oh, lots of stuff. I am kind of an expert at breaking phones. Let me tell you, phones do not like water, or if you leave them in the sun, or in the freezer, or on a trail.
Hiking trails? Freezers? I don't think we should let you have a phone. Well, at least you can help us with today's show. And our Read It.
Alex sent Rob a text, but Rob did not reply. He couldn't. His phone keeps freezing. Its memory is full, so he can hardly use it. Rob has too many pictures and apps on it. It can't hold any more. He needs more memory on his phone. Then he'll have more space. Alex is sure that a memory card will solve the problem.
Thanks for that reading help, Pauline. Yes, this lesson will be very useful for all of us.
We use our phones every day, and we talk about our phones every day, too. We should learn some useful English words for these conversations. I'm looking forward to doing that today.
We all have stories about our phones, so today should be good. Let's first start with our keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina.
Hello, Rob 说他的手机好像有问题，动不动就当掉。His phone keeps freezing. 动词 freeze 原本是冷冻的意思。引申来说，如果有人或是东西停住、卡住了，一动也不动，就可以说 freeze。原来是因为 Rob 的手机有太多的相片和应用程式，所以记忆体太满了。Its memory is full。电脑或手机的记忆体就是 memory。记忆体太满的手机几乎是不能用了。You can hardly use it。副词 hardly 表示几乎不怎么样的意思，所以不要在手机里存太多东西。Don't hold too many things on it. 动词 hold 表达容纳、包含，或许把相片清空，改存在网络上，手机里的空间就多了一点。You'll have more space. 名词 space 就是空间。如果还是想要把相片存在手机里，那就要去买一个大一点的记忆卡，也可以解决问题的。That can solve the problem. 动词 solve 就是解决。
Rob, you didn't reply to my text. Is your phone dead?
No. I tried to answer, but my phone keeps freezing. I can hardly use it.
Have you checked your phone's memory?
No, I haven't. But I have a lot of pictures and apps on my phone.
Your phone's memory is too full to work properly.
Really? What should I do?
Alex texted Rob. Let's talk about texts.
Well, we write and send text to each other. Sometimes this is better than calling someone. It is more convenient and clear. It's very quick, too.
That's right. I learned that there is a difference between Asia and the U.S. In the U.S. and Canada, we send text messages. But in Asia, we use internet on our phones to send messages.
Oh, right.But now more and more often people are using internet messages on their phones in general. It works really well.
Right. But since we used text for so long, we still use this word in English, text. But it can mean the same thing as a message. So we can say both.
Rob didn't reply to Alex's text. Is Rob's phone dead?
Well, let's go to Christina before we get into this question. Hi, Christina.
Alex 写简讯给 Rob, 但没有收到回应。所以 Alex 说 ,Rob, you didn't reply to my text. 动词 reply 就是答复回应。我们通常用 reply to someone 或 reply to something 来表达。比如 ,you didn't reply to my question. 你没有回答我的问题。或者 ,they didn't reply to my letter. 他们没有回我的信。Reply to 后面也可以接人，比如 I will reply to you soon， 我会很快的答复你。或者 Did you reply to Laura yet？ 你回复 Laura 了吗？这些都是 reply to 的用法。
Thanks for that help, Christina. So why couldn't Rob reply to Alex?
He tried to answer, but his phone keeps freezing.He can hardly use it.
Freeze. When water freezes, it turns to ice. It stops moving. The dog saw something, so it froze. It didn't move a muscle.
Yes. And when you use a computer and it is on and you're using it and then all of a sudden the screen freezes, you just can't do anything. The mouse doesn't work and then you just have to turn your computer off.To see if it will work again.
Right. Your phone or your computer have a problem if they freeze. If it keeps freezing, then you can't really use it.
Right. You can hardly use it. Hardly do something. It is too loud. I can hardly hear you. I am too tired. I can hardly stand.
We learn about why Rob's phone is hardly working.Maybe it is the memory.
The memory?
Right, its phone memory is too full to work properly. Let's go to Rebecca to practice this a little more.
Hi, friends. Wow, you are all so excited for today's Use It. Well, today you are going to learn the difference between too, T-O-O, and too, T-O.Let's look at some examples. First, your car is too small, T-O-O, to take everyone. Or, her brothers are too busy to go with us. Excellent job. Make sure that you go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Okay, so let's talk about memory.
Sure. When you...Learn things, you use your memory. When you remember the answer, then you have learned something.
I have a friend that remembers everything. He has a good memory.
Well, when it comes to technology, memory is very important.
Right. A new phone will have better memory than an old phone.
Phones that are old get slow and you have to delete things.
Delete? Well, we'll talk about that later, but first we need to take a short break. We'll see you right after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's no way.
Welcome back from the break, everyone. So, Pauline, what do you save on your phone?
Oh, well, I save a lot of pictures on my phone. When I had an old phone and I would do real text messages, I'd save the text messages. But now, like you said, most of my messages are actually on the internet, so it's not saved on my phone.
That's right. We put lots of things on our phone. It's useful, but we can use up all the memory.So let's jump into conversation B and learn some more.
Your phone can only hold so much. Is there anything on it you don't need?
Well, I guess I could put most of my pictures online.
You could. Then you'd have more space.
But I like to keep everything on my phone.
Then buy a larger memory card. That will solve the problem.
Great. I'll go get one after work.
All right, let's look at this conversation. We start by learning that your phone can only hold so much. What does Alex mean by saying this?
Well, let's think about this another way. A cup of water. You can hold water in a cup. But what if the cup is full? What if you pour more water in this full cup?
Well, it can't hold any more water.
Right, and memory is the same. Let's go to Christina to learn more about this.
手机的容量是有限的. Your phone can only hold so much. 这个句子的动词 hold 是容纳装下的意思。 我们之前都把 hold 当作握住抓住的意思。比如 he is holding the keys in his hand. 他把钥匙握在手中。 或是 can you hold the door for me? 你可不可以帮我扶着门? 这是一般 hold 的用法。 但是今天的 hold 是容纳装下的意思。 你可以说 this box can hold all my books. 这个箱子装得下我所有的书。 或者 how many people can the room hold? 这个房间可以容纳多少人? 这是 hold 的另外一个用法。
Thanks, Christina. So your phone can only hold so much, but we have very important things on our phones.
Yes, photos from your friend's birthday.
Or lots of good apps.
And don't forget the games you really like to play on there.
Oh, and everything that I use for work is on there.
Yeah, that's true. What should I do?
What should I do? I know what we should do. We should go to
Calendar Phrase.
What should I do?
What should I do?
我该怎么办?
We're out of milk. What should I do?
Drink juice.
We're out of juice. What should I do?
Drink coffee.
We're out of coffee. What should I do?
Go shopping!
What should I do?
What should I do?
我该怎么办?
That was a fun calendar phrase. So is there anything on your phone that you don't need?
Well, I guess I could put most of my pictures online. Then I can delete them off my phone.
Okay, well, when you delete something, that means it won't be on your phone. Your phone won't remember it anymore. Then your phone will have more space.
A small apartment has a little space, and a big house has a lot of space.
I go to the park. I like the space.
A good phone can hold a lot. It has a lot of memory, a lot of space on it.
But what if your phone doesn't have a lot of space and you want to keep everything on your phone? What can you do then?
Well, you can buy a new memory card.
That's a good idea. You can spend a little money and that will solve your memory problem.
Yes, it's a cheap way to solve this problem.
Solve a problem. Well, we all have problems in our life. And when we fix them, we use this word, solve. I know a lot of you like our mysteries every month. We solve a mystery. We fix the problem or answer the question.
Good example. I always think of math class when I hear solve the problem. In math class, you will get questions about math, and your teacher says, solve the question.
Well, today was useful because we got to solve the problem and we didn't have to buy a new phone. We could just buy a cheap memory card.
Have you ever done this before?
Yes, I have, with my laptop. It saved me from buying a new one. Well, that was useful.
That's great. Well, we also learned some useful keywords today, Let's go ahead and review those now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Freeze. Freeze. The TV keeps freezing. I can't watch it.
Memory. Memory. The computer doesn't have enough memory.
Hardly. Hardly. Lisa is quiet. She hardly talks.
Hold. Hold. My new phone can hold many more pictures.
Space. Space. We have no space for these boxes.
Solve. Solve. Can you help me solve this problem? Okay, friends, those are our keywords for today. Keep on practicing. Now let's review those conversations one more time together.
Rob, you didn't reply to my text. Is your phone dead?
No. I tried to answer, but my phone keeps freezing. I can hardly use it.
Have you checked your phone's memory?
No, I haven't. But I have a lot of pictures and apps on my phone.
Your phone's memory is too full to work properly.
Really? What should I do?
Your phone can only hold so much. Is there anything on it you don't need?
Well, I guess I could put most of my pictures online.
You could. Then you'd have more space.
But I like to keep everything on my phone.
Then buy a larger memory card. That will solve the problem.
Great. I'll go get one after work.
Oh no, my phone is broken. What can I do? I can practice my English. That's what I can do.
I guess you're right. It is important to learn how to talk about things when you need help. For example, you might bring your phone into a shop and say, "Oh, my phone is broken. The screen is cracked. Can you help?
Right. Yes, exactly. So when we have a problem with our phone, we can say, "My phone is broken. It doesn't work." These are your easy problems that you'll have to go into a store. Like Susie, she had the cracked screen. And we see a picture of a cracked screen right here.
Yes, well, a cracked screen is one example of how your phone can be broken. There are other things that might be a problem. You might say, "My phone won't charge. The battery isn't working."
That's right. Your battery might be dead. We have to add electricity to our phones every night, but if it won't work, then your phone isn't charging. The battery might be dead.
That's right. Let's see, what other problems might you have? Well, maybe the volume doesn't work, or you can't hear it with your earbuds.
That's very true. Or, of course, the home button. If that doesn't work, you need a new phone. Well, friends, thanks for joining us for this chat. Let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
Yay! I like my new cell phone, James.
Yes, it's very nice.
Yeah, I already took a lot of pictures.
I know.
And I took a lot of videos.
I know.
And I downloaded a lot of apps. And a lot of games.
Ginger, don't put too much on your phone.
Why not?
The memory can't hold it all. Your phone will keep freezing.
Oh, you're right. Oh, no. I need more space.
A memory card will solve the problem.
Or maybe a new phone.
Ginger, that is a new phone. Remember?
Oh, Oh, yeah. Sorry, my memory is full.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about computers and smartphones. Please help me welcome Mr. Ariel Cloud to the show.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Ariel. Now, Ariel, you are a computer engineer, is that right?
Yes. Rob, I work at a company that makes smartphone apps.
Great. Then you can help us answer today's question. Our question today comes from Christy Burr of Seattle, Washington. Christy writes, I am 60 years old. My children just bought me my first smartphone. They keep telling me about storing my pictures and data in the cloud. What cloud are they talking about?
That's a great question, Christy. Actually, my parents just asked me this question the other day.
Really? What did you tell them?
Well, cloud computing is a new way of storing and sharing files, pictures, and information.
Yes, many people use the cloud these days. But I have a question. Is there really a cloud where the information goes to?
No. When we talk about the cloud, it's really just the idea of storing your information on the internet. This allows you to access and share your files and documents in a convenient way.
So we're not sending our information into the sky?
No. You're actually sending your information to another computer. The computer storage company has computers with lots of storage. You pay a fee, and then you can put your data onto their computers.
So you have more space on your smartphone or computer.
That's right. It's also a good way to back up your computer or smartphone. Then you won't lose your data if something happens to your computer or smartphone.
I understand. Just one last question. Is cloud computing safe?
Yes, it can be, but be sure to choose a good company. Check reviews on the internet before you pay for any cloud services.
I see. Thanks, Ariel. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today for another useful day of English learning. I do think this is particularly useful because we all have phones and we want to know how to ask for help if they aren't working.
That is very true. So thanks for joining us and we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.